Please be seated. I'll begin my talk this morning by rereading the first section of the Sarai Samon and the Three Treasures that we just read. This is particularly profound meaning for us, so I invite you to join me in Gassho and let us once again listen to these words. Difficult is it to receive a human form, now we are living it. Difficult is it to hear the Dharma of the Buddha, now we hear it. If we do not cross over to the truth in the present life, in what life shall we cross over? Let us, with sincerity and reverence, take refuge in the three treasures of the truth. Ninjin ukegatashi, ima sude ni uku. Buppo kikigatashi, ima sude ni kiku. Kono mi konjo ni mukatte, dose zumba, sara ni izure no shou ni mukatte ka, kono mi o dosen. Daishu morotomo ni, shishin ni sambo ni, kieshi tatematsuru beshi. Good morning, everyone. Minasan, ohayou gozaimasu. It's wonderful to see you all gathered here this morning. We read this Daisamon and the Threefold Refuge very often at our services, every month at our Shotsuki Hoyo Memorial, every month when we have a major service. We read this so much so that I think for some of us, I know it's the case for me, that it becomes almost kind of automatic in the reading. So it's nice from time to time to kind of stop and reflect on the meaning of these words that we read so much that they kind of become a part of our hearts and minds. As you can all tell, I've got a little bit of a cold this morning. It's one of the gifts of parenting, as I was talking to Michael about it this morning, that your children bring home all kinds of wonderful things to you from preschool. Their artwork, you know, their various beautiful, wonderful things they've made, and all the germs that they pick up here and there out in the world. We recently, at the end of last month, we went home to visit my parents in Minnesota. And Minnesota, as you're probably all aware, has a colder climate than we do here. So whatever it was, the combination of just traveling around the holidays, being in busy airports, or going to the cold climate. But my son Yoma picked up quite a bad cold while we were there. And then fortunately, Shoko and I managed to stay pretty healthy to care for him. But then just in the last few days, as he's been getting over the cold, then I started to show the same symptoms that he had. So, you know, it kind of just gets passed around the family, right?
ちょうど僕の実家がミネソタにあるんですけど、ミネソタの実家に帰ったら、ちょっとミネソタ寒い気候ですから、どうにか息子が風邪をひいて、結構ひどい風邪をひいてたんですけど、ちょうど良くなったところに私に移ってしまいました。
It's kind of rare for me to get a cold where I have a cough, but I've been coughing a little bit lately. Now I'm sort of into another stage past the coughing, but as I'm coughing, I remember a sort of famous, there's a famous Buddhist saying by a myokonin. A myokonin is a person of profound faith, profound understanding and appreciation of Amida Buddha. There's a myokonin by the name of Saichi. And Saichi has a famous saying. He said that, you know, he received Shinjin, that to receive this entrusting heart, this joy, this joyful heart that rejoices in the Buddha, is like catching a cold. And the Nembutsu is the cough that comes out. So he's saying, Namandabutsu, Namandabutsu. It comes out like a cough. Not even thinking about it. And so for me, there are times when I've got this cough and I don't want to cough, but it just comes out. And I thought that reminded me of Saichi's experience of the Nembutsu and got me to thinking a little bit about how profound this Nembutsu teaching is that we receive without, it's not something that we get through our own power, but we say we receive it. Saichi という妙子人が、その新人の風邪をひいて、 念仏の咳が出るという、まあ、有名な言葉があるんですけど、こういう、まあ、阿弥陀様の信仰、その阿弥陀様の喜ぶ心をいただいたら、まあ、咳が出るということですね。
So, we had a wonderful time back visiting my family in Minnesota. My son didn't just catch a cold, but he also got to spend time with his grandparents. And we even got to take part in a service that was held by the Twin Cities Buddhist Association Sangha. So there's a Twin Cities Sangha, Twin Cities Buddhist Association. It's a Jodo Shinshu temple. It's not really a temple. They don't have a building, but they meet at a local YWCA or at the members' homes. And every year, around the end of the year, they have a Joyai service, just as we do here. And so I was very fortunate to be able to join them for their Joyai service, where we, you know, we chanted the Sambutsuge, and then we, you know, I gave a little Dharma talk, and we rang. They have a concho, so we rang the concho 108 times. And then, of course, there was bingo. You know, there's always, you know, we have bingo this morning. It's one of our venerable BCA traditions, right? It's playing bingo. で、私が、まあ、ミネソータの、まあ、仏教の団体があるんですけど、浄土真宗のグループで、まあ、長年、家の、そのメンバーの家とか、まあ、会館を借りてやってるんですけど、そのジョイアエがあって、で、ジョイアエが終わったら、まあ、ビンゴ、必ずあるんですね。私たちの、まあ、浄土真宗の、まあ、BCA の、大切な伝統はビンゴですね。And so my parents, and Ryoma loves bingo. Just last night as we were preparing to come here this morning, he was playing bingo at our kitchen table. He was calling out random numbers, and then he was giving out prizes from his box of toys. So he's giving me, he's, you know, calling out numbers and then, you know, passing me his, you know, toy alligator or different things as, you know, bingo prizes. So Ryoma loves bingo, and my father, father really enjoyed playing bingo with this Twin Cities group. まあ、ビンゴはまあ、息子も大好きですし、僕の父も久しぶりにこのグループでビンゴをしたら、とても楽しかったですね。And my father, when he won points for enthusiasm, because he jumped up, he said, bingo! He was so excited that he won. He just is so into it. Everybody was very pleased by, you know, his excitement and his exuberance having lined up those numbers just right on his bingo card. まあ、父がビンゴを買ったらとっても喜んでビンゴと言いました。This, you know, reminds me of another of that Myokonin, that very profoundly deep Nembutsu believer Saichi. He in describing Shinjin, once he was listening to a Dharma talk at his temple. He was listening to the Dharma talk. He was sitting there very intently listening to the Dharma talk as everybody else was. And the teacher who was giving the Dharma talk was trying to explain how it feels to receive this entrusting heart, this joyful gratitude toward Amida Buddha. And he said, you know, it's not something that you can just go out and get from yourself. It's something you receive. It's something that it's like winning the lottery. して、この、その布教師が、サイチさんに、このビンゴ、こういう新人を得るというのは、新人を得るというのは、宝くじに勝つということで。で、サイチさん、当たった！ He jumped up and said, I got it! I won!Just like he had won at bingo, and that's his joyful feeling. Saichi was this sort of exuberant person, but he tells us, he reminds us that the Nembutsu teaching, this joyful teaching of Amida Buddha, it's something that we receive, and it's not completely in our control. It's not completely in our control. It's something that comes to us from outside, like catching a cold, like winning the lottery. まあ、Amida Nyorai の信仰このお念仏が出るというのは、まあ、宝くじに当たったり、風邪をひいたりという自分の計らいによって行うものじゃないと言われますね。 So we read this Dai Sammon and the Threefold Refuge very often at our services. And it begins with these words. Difficult is it to receive human form, now we are living it.
人参受けがたし、今すでに行く。
Think about it, to have been born. You can't control when you're born, right? We say you don't get to pick your family, you don't get to pick your parents. You really don't even get to choose whether or not you're born, right? You're just born. It's the circumstances, the causes and conditions of your parents meeting, your parents getting together, all sorts of different circumstances aligning just right so that you can be born. It's the same way with hearing the teaching of the Buddha. Difficult is it to hear the Dharma of the Buddha. Now we hear it. Buppo kikigatashi, ima sudeni kiku. Right? The fact that some of us were born into a Buddhist family where our parents, we happened to be born into our family where our parents brought us to temple, our parents talked to us about Buddhism, encouraged us to study Buddhism. Other people perhaps married into a family where the family was Buddhist or had a Buddhist friend. In my case, I spent some time in India and I was able to encounter books that spoke to me, that connected me with the teachings of the Buddha. Everyone has their own rare encounter with the Dharma, but if you think about it, one thing might have been different. You might have been born into a family that wasn't Buddhist. Maybe you married someone who wasn't Buddhist. Maybe you never got to spend time with that friend who encouraged you to hear the Dharma, or you never picked up that book that really spoke to you with the truth of the Buddha Dharma. But we've all had that encounter, and it's a wonderful thing. It's like winning the lottery, this wonderful lottery. And so then we're encouraged to think about, what would you do? Do you ever think about, does anybody here play the lottery? Pull tabs? No, oh, we're all too wise for that, right? But sometimes, I know some people go to the casino from time to time, go to the casino, and do you ever think about, if I hit the jackpot, what would I do with that money? Maybe buy a new car, or, take a vacation, or maybe give someone a nice gift. We have all kinds of ideas about what we would do if we won the lottery. Ma takarakuji toka, ma kajino de kattara. Sono もらったお金はどうすればいいとか、いろいろ想像するのも楽しいですね。新しい車を買ったり、家族にいい贈り物をあげたりとか、いろいろ考えるんですね。We should also think about the lottery that we've already won. でも、すでに買った宝くじはあるんですね。This wonderful opportunity. We've already won the greatest prize, which is the prize of human life, the prize of having an opportunity to hear the teachings of the Buddha. 最も素晴らしいものを既に買ってるんですね。既に当たってるんですね。人間として生まれて、仏法を聞くことができて。And so what do we do with this life? この貴重な人生はどういうふうに使えばいいと。And we have a clear instruction here in the Sankhyamo, here in the Threefold Refuge. It says, if we do not cross over to the truth in the present life, in what life shall we cross over? Let us with sincerity and true reverence take refuge in the three treasures of the truth. して、この身根性に向かってどうせずんば、さらにいずれの性に向かってか、この身をどうせ。今この人生に、この苦しみの世界から解放の道を決めないと、いつ決めるんですかということですね。大衆もろともに指針に三宝に消えし立てまつるべし。その三宝、仏法祖仏様とその仲間、仏様とその身教えと、その信じている仏様の身教えを信じている仲間に消えします。これに書いて正しい人生を歩むということですね。So we're encouraged to look to the Buddha. We have this precious life, and so we look to the Buddha for guidance.We hear the Buddha's teaching. That's one of the great ways in which we can use our life and to spend time together with people who enjoy the Buddha Dharma, as we're doing this morning here at our senior gathering. そして仏様に帰して、その身教えをよくよく聞いて、一緒にこの仲間と一緒に時間を過ごして、それが人生の最も貴重な、最も大切な扱い方であると言われています。So I welcome you all to the start of another wonderful year of gathering here once a month. And I look forward to seeing you at other times. throughout the year, other services and other activities, as we together enjoy this wonderful opportunity that we have to hear the Buddha Dharma.
そして、引き続き今後ともここで仏様の御教えを聴聞して一緒にこの貴重な人生を喜びながら生きていきたいと思います。
I invite you to join me in 合唱。
合唱をお願いします。南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏。